Conglomerates are often criticized when they take over smaller newspapers, magazines, and TV and radio stations, but UW-Madison graduate student Pearl Latier says media critics might be barking up the wrong tree when they accuse giant outlets of hurting diversity. She says that in most cases, large companies actually make more diverse programming possible. Latier says market forces are behind this.
The companies that own multiple media outlets don't need to compete with themselves.
For example, she says a company that owns several TV stations is more apt to air niche programming like independent films on one of them. Latier also looked at how media conglomerates have affected the types of sources used by news outlets.
This doesn't seem to be really affected by consolidation. White men are the sort of most common people seen and heard pretty much everywhere, and that was the case before this recent wave of consolidation, and it remains the case.
Latier says her study found this to be the case with both private conglomerates and in mediums like public broadcasting. She says there are areas where consolidation has done harm. In commercial radio, she says Clear Channel Communications now syndicates programming on its stations in place of shows that were once produced locally. And she says corporate media giants are more likely to cover news with a slant in favor of their parent companies. Latier's research was funded by the American Sociological Association, the Sociological Initiatives Foundation, and the University of San Francisco. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.